Welcome to Winterbourne Girls School. I'm here today with a group of girls from our wonderful school who are taking part in a British Council project working together with BSK Girls School in India. And we're here to tell you all about that project. Welcome, girls.
Hi.
Thank you.
I've got a series of questions to ask you, so jump in whenever you have an answer, okay? First question, can you tell us what this British Council project is about and who you are working with in India?
We are working with the BSK School for Girls in India. Our project is to help them solve their problem, which is litter on the streets.
Excellent, excellent. So what problem did your partner school in India tell you about in their community?
The problem our partner school told us that there's been rubbish littered all over the streets and it's not good for their health.
Right, okay. So what did you learn from that? I know there's a series of pictures that were sent through to you. What did you learn from those pictures and the information your partner school shared?
When I saw the pictures, I saw that the rubbish was scattered all over the streets, and I think that that will affect the community, including by affecting their health and mental health.
Yeah.
And it can also make it harder for children to travel to school and get out of school and in.
Yeah, I can imagine that there may have been some infestations as well from such an issue. Okay. What questions did you ask them to understand the problem better?
One of the questions that we asked them is how can they reduce the rubbish that are littered on the streets every day?
Mm. Okay. Can you explain the smart rubbish sorter? Because I know you've created this wonderful design that we've got some pictures on here as well, so please take a look once you've listened to our podcast. Can you explain how you got to this decision with this design?
This rubbish sorter has a sensor that will sense the rubbishes. So we chose two rubbish sorters, plastic and cardboard, and this sense will sensor if you put a rubbish, like for example, if you put plastic into the box, right. it will sense that there's plastic and it will move it away to the side.
Okay, so it's almost like recycling in a way. Okay, that's excellent. So why did you choose to sort only two types? Because you mentioned plastics and but why did you only choose two?
We only chose two to start from a small scale and then progress to a major scale. So when showing our ideas, it will come together.
So the plan is obviously to extend this to a number of different materials. Okay, that sounds really good. I'm looking forward to seeing this finished product. What equipment did you use in your experiment?
We use proximity sensors to sense the different types of rubbish. So, for example, cardboard, if it's going to be sent into a different direction than the plastics, so then it can be organized into two different sections so they don't get mixed up.
Okay. And was there anything else that you used?
We used a battery so that the motor could work, so for example, if it was going to be sent into the plastic, it can obstruct the other material from going into the wrong bin.
Okay, and again, we've got some pictures here, so please take a look, and you should get a better idea on how this works. What happened during your first attempt? I'm presuming that there was some prototypes, so maybe you can talk to us about
when we had our first attempt. It didn't go so well, and we were trying to make the most manageable project we can actually test. So our end design turned out to only have two recyclable and non-recyclable, and we tried to test that out. Even though it didn't work on the first try, we kept on trying, and it finally turned out to be complete, and it worked.
Excellent. Yeah, so initially you were testing with more than two and found that with two you had a successful test. Right, okay. What STEM skills did you use during the project?
We used science, math, engineering and technology.
Okay. So what about soft skills, like teamwork or resilience? Did you use while you were working together? Did you? Was there any particular skills that you felt were helpful during this process?
We thought that teamwork and resilience were two of the most helpful, but there were also many other helpful skills. But those ones, resilience, it made us think if our project doesn't work out, we can still keep on going and try again until it finally works. And teamwork, we worked together as a team and communicated together to create this design.
I know that there's a connection with Formula One on this project. So how did watching the Formula One engineering videos help you with your project?
They helped us so that we can get new ideas to create our system to move one piece of material to the other side from the other one, so that we can separate them and we can recycle and use them again.
Right, okay. Can you explain the challenge that you gave to the Indian school?
We gave the challenge that there's traffic lights, jams and constellations, and it's really hard for us when teachers are going and the helmets, center helmets, in our community, and this helps us. This isn't helping us because when teachers, workers are, and school children are going to school or workplace, it's making them late because of traffic jams, and there's also for bike riders, accidents happening on the road.
Right, so these smart helmets will help
them.
Okay, I understand. So what did you learn about being an engineer or scientist from this project?
We learned that we should work together, having resilience, communication, creativity, and collaboration.
Right. I mean, this is a fantastic project, girls, but what part of this project are you most proud of?
We are most proud of the final result because in the first tries that we had, the model that we made was not successful, as since the motor wasn't working and it was obstructing the rubbish when it was obstructing the wrong rubbish and it was not sending it into any direction.
Okay. Now, I mean, I'm presuming that this project can be utilised in any country, although, you know, we're targeting India really, but it can be utilised clearly in any country. So what types of rubbish do you see most often in your streets and community?
The type of rubbish we see most often is plastic bottles, food wastes and cardboard boxes left around the bins.
Mm. Okay, so what would be the most useful thing for our smart rubbish sorter to do for you in this community?
The most useful thing would be for it to sense, so then it could go to different areas and it would be able to make the world a cleaner place.
Right, okay, so almost like artificial intelligence, it's actually learning from the community. That's amazing. Do you want the machine to sort by colour, material, size, or maybe something else?
We're making it so that it sorts between the material. So say cardboard boxes or cardboard pieces, they go to one bin and plastic goes to one side, so that it keeps the different rubbish in two different places so that they can be thrown out easier.
Right, okay. So where would you imagine that the sorter would be placed? I mean, there's loads of areas where this would be useful, like a school, community area or a street. But where do you feel that this would be most useful?
It would be most useful for the other communities around the world so that the environment is cleaner and that people can breathe in fresher air.
Okay, so obviously there's many people that would benefit from this, but who do you feel would be using the sorter?
I feel like people who are throwing waste on the floor, they it might be more useful for them because they're that lazy to put it in on the inside the bin. And so instead, they, for hand useful, as they just put it through the rubbish, they can it can just sense and then goes.
No, I agree with you. I think you know, the, if people are not throwing their rubbish away correctly, then having something like this in place may actually change the way that they are as well. So that's really important. Last question for you today, girls. Is it more important for the sorter to be fast, accurate, or low in cost?
I think accurate, because if you are having a non-recyclable material and a recyclable material, it would be easier, and it would also like detect it, which will make it help more. So I think it should be accurate.
Right. Anyone else have any other thoughts? No? Okay, so we all agree that accuracy is the most important thing. Okay. Well, listen, look, this has been amazing to talk to you about this project, and I hope it continues to go well. And we look forward to seeing the finished product. Thank you, girls, for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening.